Welcome to show number 4 of Slacker Astronomy, a podcast about astronomy and just about anything else that floats over our heads. This week's show was pre-recorded on March 20th. In this episode, Aaron and I bask in the glory that is Phil Plait of Bad Astronomy. The full interview, including Lennon's visitation of Phil's shower curtain, can be found in its hour-plus entirety on our B-feed. For now, we bring you 13 minutes of our silliness. Enjoy. Welcome to Slacker Astronomy, a podcast about astronomy and just about everything else that floats over our heads. Today we come to you from Las Cruces, New Mexico, and we welcome Phil Plait of Bad Astronomy to our show. Welcome, Phil.
Why, thank you.
So Phil Plait is the author and the creator behind the website www.badastronomy.com and the book of the same name, and where basically he goes through misconceptions in astronomy. He goes through how astronomy is dealt with by the media and kind of sets everything straight in a pretty funny manner. So welcome, Phil. Thanks for taking the time out this evening to join us.
Well, I was binge drinking actually earlier, so this is probably a good break. I get a breather now.
On the AVSO dime, too, so I guess we're saving money
for our jobs. Yeah, great. Always trying to do what I can for the nonprofit organization.
This is so much more interesting when slightly intoxicated.
Yes, of course.
Can you give us a brief rundown of what you have there?
It's basically just me ranting about stuff. The website is called Bad Astronomy, and it's because I take on myths and misconceptions about astronomy. You know, the website started off really small. And it was just me ranting about eggs standing on end on the first day of spring, and then which has nothing to do with astronomy, but people say it does, and it's all wrong. And you can stand eggs up on end any day. And if you go to my website and search on eggs, you will find pictures of me standing eggs on end. But anyway, it started with that. Then it went to making fun of the Today Show, when Katie Couric and Brian Gumbel and Matt Lauer were all laughing about how Matt Lauer didn't understand any of the science in a newscast that he had just done about the space shuttle.
Oh, geez.
And I couldn't believe it. I mean, hey, I don't understand anything I just said.
And I'm cool.
Yeah, and I watched this. I was just aghast that journalists.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't see me on the podcast making quotation marks with my fingers. Journalists would sit there and laugh about their own ignorance if they'd been talking about
it. And that's not his forefinger, by the way.
That's true, yes. Yeah. We won't be showing pictures of that. But, you know, if they'd been talking about, you know, the war in Iraq, and back then it wasn't the war in Iraq, but it was like Bosnia or something, and laughing, I don't even know where Bosnia is. They'd have been out on the street. But, you know, to ridicule their own ignorance of science was somehow funny. And I was pretty good and torqued about this, so I wrote an angry email to NBC, which garnered a lot of reports back. Yeah, sure, they ignored me. And so I wrote a webpage about it. Yeah, exactly. All the, you know, And you know, I've said so many good things about Katie Couric in the past. It just seemed like a good way of venting my frustration about all the stuff I was hearing about astronomy. And eventually, in 98, I bought the URL. I got the badastronomy.com domain. And that was for the Leonid meteor shower, actually. That was supposed to be a big meteor shower. In some places in the world, it was. I think I saw 6 meteors that night. I was really ticked. I'd spent so much time redesigning the site with a friend of mine, and nothing.
They're fickle.
I know, those damn meteors. You know, they come down to New York in every movie about astronomy and set fires everywhere, but for me in real life, nothing. That's gratitude for you. So, you know, it worked out pretty well. I did get the domain name. I stuck a bulletin board on the website, a discussion forum, and that's totally taken over. That's
it's a fun place.
And it's the most popular page on my site.
What types of things do people debate?
There are different sections on the bulletin board. You can talk about general astronomy. There's one called Against
Podcasts, Them. Podcasts, and how much they love them.
Yeah, right. That's right. You can talk about Slacker Astronomy.
We've actually got about 45 hits from your bulletin board. I think
45?
You or somebody else posted a URL.
Well, there are like 12,000 hits to that bulletin board a day, so you guys are doing
great.
You know, a tenth of a percent throughput. That's really good. Golly. Yeah, and then silence descended. And they're thinking, how do we get rid of this guy?
Well, we're sort of thinking.
It's a stop button.
There's a certain oddness in the fact that Adam Curry's daily source code sent us like 1,000, and they don't have an astronomy based audience. So what is it?
I see. The tables have turned. Incidentally, I was thinking that if you guys needed advice on Slacker Astronomy, the first thing you should do, get rid of Pam. dead weight. I'm sorry, Pamela, but she's dead weight. Just ditch her. I mean, she's got that hot voice and everything and the really sexy avatar, but, you know.
Phil's home phone number is.
Yes, that's what I'm terrified about. You know, it's not hard to find.
No, seriously, that brings up a question I wanted to ask you. Do you have Phil ticks off a lot of people. You know, he does a lot of people.
Do you think?
Do you have problems with hacking on your site? People trying to take it down via denial of service?
You know, it's
like
funny.
That?
My site itself has never been attacked except by coincidence. Man-in-the-middle attacks and just your typical type of virus attacks. I just try to keep up with the current software and make sure that it's okay. And, you know, in my copious free time, you know, I'm trying to keep up with this stuff. But, what kills me? I'm just an astronomer. I'm just this guy that does this. I have arch enemies. I'm like Batman. I'm not Batman. You know, I don't live in a cave. I'm not a superhero. I'm just this guy. And I've got a nemesis. You know, and it all started with the moon hoax. These people who think that the moon landings are fake.
Yeah.
And I put up, you know, Fox. Gotta love Fox. If it weren't for Fox, we'd have to
call that a business, yeah.
So they had this documentary a couple of years ago saying that the moon landings are faked. And it got a lot of press, and it was a very popular show. And I had heard about the show in advance, got an advance copy, because I'm a journalist. It's the biggest farce of all time, but hey, you know, who am I to argue if it gets me advance copies of TV shows? So I got this advance copy of the show, and I watched it, and it was just, you know, 42 minutes of utter crap. So I wrote up a webpage, and when the show came out, I put up the show debunking that day. And it got a huge amount of attention. I had no clue. I just figured, oh, people will see it, and it'll be fun. I got thousands of emails. I was swamped. I couldn't believe it. I'm getting emails from NASA and CNN picked it up, and I just, oh, my God. And then I got this email, and I'm reading it, and it said, you know, dear Dr. Plate, I was really glad to see that you were taking on that terrible Fox show. It was full of errors, and, I remember, when I was walking on the surface of the moon, and I went, oh, maybe I should scroll down to the bottom of this particular email. And it was signed Charlie Duke,
who was the
LEM pilot for Apollo 16. And I thought, Apollo astronaut.
That's cool.
He's emailed me.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah. I hope we get an Apollo astronaut email.
That's true. Well, I can send an email to Charlie and tell him to email you. Now that we're buds.
Quite the same.
Now that we're best buds.
You're like that.
So that was pretty cool. And that sort of catapulted the whole website into this next level.
You provided a forum that people can go to express such something that they're passionate about, and astronomy is sort of one of those closet hobbies. And we hopefully between your
you're in
side
a closet, you're not doing astronomy.
Well,
closetastronomy.com.
You know, there's a lot of data mining you can do if you have a wireless web connection in your closet.
Closet astronomy by
Pam McKay. There you go. This will not be in the podcast.
You know, one of the things I think that makes your site so valuable is that for some of us, I know for me, I feel like any form of science or rationality is right now, in the United States at least, in a dark vacuum. Nobody's paying attention.
Do you think?
For me, you do that entertaining on your site. So I see on there, okay, somebody who knows what they're doing, they can do it effectively, and it makes me feel a little bit stronger about now debating my family on something, you know, like the moon hoax or something, or taxi drivers.
Well, that's really nice to
hear. There's nobody
else
out there who does it. You tell me others that do.
It would be nicer to hear if you had, you know, millions of dollars to throw my way, but unfortunately...
If any of you out there listening have millions of dollars, we can use it.
I am a total whore, and if any of you is a sugar daddy, send money my way. Actually, I'll derail myself, and I'll say that I was doing a radio interview last year, a couple of years ago, and... my office mate was sitting next to me, and I did this radio interview, and I hung up the phone, and I said, I am such a media whore. And he said, do they pay you when you do these interviews? And I said, no, why? And he said, you're a media slut. I thought, wow, that's great.
That is a good one.
So anyway, I happen to be at the right place at the right time, and I've just got this website where it's sort of a suppository of it. it's a repository of
as long as it gets into them one way or the other.
It's a pain in my ass, I'll tell you that. And so, so a lot of teachers are using it as a teaching aid, which I think is just totally cool. And it's terrifying, absolutely terrifying. I get email from people, you know, that they say, I thought the moon landings were faked, and I read your website, and I realized that I was wrong. And it's like, that's cool. But then when people say, you know, you've changed my life. I've realized that I'm, you know, I have to think critically about stuff like that. And I think, yikes. You know, I don't want to change people's lives. I just,
well,
I don't want to screw anybody up. I'm screwing up my own life enough.
Think of it this way. You're causing them to be reflective of their beliefs. And whether you change them or not, they should all be reflective. So you are causing
that's
people
true.
To think critically.
And that's all I care about. Thinking critically is all I want people to do. Because I don't want people to listen to me and say, yes, Hoagland is wrong because Phil Plait says so. That is exactly the opposite of what I want people to do. And you'll notice that a lot of these pseudoscientists that I talk about, I have copious links to their sites. Go to their sites, no links to mine, none.
Yeah.
They don't want you to know everything. I want you to know everything. I want you to know what they're saying and what I'm saying so that you can make an intelligent, informed decision. Sometimes people say, you know, I have an opinion can't be wrong. And I say, that's not right. If your opinion is that blue is pink, you're wrong. If it's your opinion, you know, that the Earth is 6,000 years old, I'm sorry, you're wrong. And actually, you know what? I'm not all that sorry. And this is one of these places where I come down pretty hard, because there are things that are true and there are things that are not true. And there just comes a time, and I've had to deal with this for so long now. There just comes a time when you have to dig your feet in and say, no, that is wrong, and here is why. And if people do not think about this stuff, if they don't use critical thinking, if they don't have all the facts to understand what's going on, if they don't understand that sometimes people are trying to fool you on purpose, you're not going to come to an informed decision. And that,
right.
That is what this is all about.
It sounds like you're going in a good direction. We look forward to being there to watch and to help, and hopefully you'll help us.
When I finally self-destruct and you see little bits of me all over.
Astronomy is a gateway drug to wanting to learn. It's something interesting, something exciting, something with pretty pictures. And once you start getting into astronomy...
Hot voices.
And hot voices sometimes. But once you start...
Yes.
Once you start getting into astronomy, you realize, oh my God, I have to know chemistry, I have to know math, I have to know computers.
And it turns interesting.
And it turns interesting.
I was never that interested in planetary geology. And then all of a sudden, you know, Mars became a world.
And volcanoes there are the same as volcanoes here.
Except bigger.
Except much bigger.
Yeah.
Gravity is a wonderful thing.
And you just learn about this stuff and you can't stop.
And hopefully the group of us in this room will be able to make the group of you out there listening have many of those, hey, wait a moment, moments.
or wait a moment, minutes.
Or something along those lines.
Make it last as long as you can, folks, because once you start doing it, you can't stop, and it's a lot of fun.
So thanks for coming along for this ride with us.
Thanks for having me.
And this has been our pleasure, and hopefully we'll be able to keep doing this as we keep meeting at hotel rooms, at meetings in the middle of the country
Las
more
Cruces,
often.
Las Cruces, New Mexico. We're not far from Las Cruces.
I hear a field trip in our future.
Look out the window. It's a flock of birds.
So thank you, Phil. This has been a wonderful ride, a wonderful adventure. And this is Pamela Gay, and on behalf of Aaron and Travis, who we left behind in cold, snowy Boston.
Lucky Travis.
Thanks for listening. Clear skies and clear bandwidth. This has been Slacker Astronomy, a volunteer collaboration for you, for fun, for the voices in our heads.